The IRMCO conference happening in Cambridge, Maryland right now, and the big news coming out of it is the General Services Administration Administrator Martha Johnson, Federal News Radio's Jason Miller covering the conference and the speech in particular. And on the phone with me now from Cambridge, Jason, how are things over there, first of all? They always take good care of business at IRMCO, right?
Hello, Francis. Yes, it's a wonderful conference. It's always the best one. I'll tell people that if there's only one you attend anywhere, it's got to be IRMCO. It's has all the best people that go there, all the great speakers. And not only that, it's beautiful out right now. It's about, 65 degrees and nice and sunny. So, can't complain too much.
Your story at the top of federalnewsradio.com right now from IRMCO, deals with Martha Johnson's speech there. What did she have to say?
Well, it was very interesting. I think there was a lot of hope that she would kind of offer some priorities, some specifics about where GSA is going. And, she didn't make a ton of news, and that was a little disappointing, I think, for some people. A lot of people that I've talked to said, they wanted a little bit more out of her. But we did an interview after her speech, and that's where the news came from, where they, in about a month, GSA is going to take the senior leaders off-site and really look at all their metrics and pare them down and come up with only those metrics that really can be transformative, can talk about capabilities, and not so what she called inspection-related. So she said too often, too many measures, too many metrics are all about compliance and inspection, and that does not bode well to motivate the employees. So I think that was a very interesting little tidbit that came from it. The other piece that came that was really interesting is this idea of transformation through customer pull. And that is a management concept where instead of you thinking you know what the customers want, you change based on what the customers request from you. And this goes back to a couple of speeches she gave about 3 weeks ago about customer intimacy and this idea that they're going to pull the transformation is going to be pulled by the customer. So those are a couple of the highlights.
What when you said it early on, people were expecting maybe a little bit more than they got from the speech. The kinds of things that she detailed for you in the exclusive interview you did with her afterwards, is that the kind of stuff that you think people were looking for in the speech and that she saved? Or is there still more that people are expecting or maybe hoping to hear from her over the next several weeks?
I'd like to tell you she saved it for us at Federal News Radio, but that would be a little bit of a big wish there. I think people were looking for some more specifics around priorities, more specifics about where the agency is heading. She talked about let GSA be the big engine that can, let GSA shoulder the risk for agencies, but she didn't really get into details about what that really means. If I was telling some of the other people around here, both from GSA and from other agencies and vendors, that, why didn't she just make a big, strong, take a risk about networks, the big telecommunications contract, and say something like, if agency XYZ doesn't meet this date, we're turning them off. Go bold, go big. Or if you were talking about risk and cloud computing, say by, September 30th, all our infrastructure is going to be on the cloud. And, those are risks.
Mm-hmm.
People can look at those and sit back and go, wow, that's a huge step. GSA is going out on a limb and we can follow their lead.
Mm-hmm.
But, she didn't offer those kinds of details. She's still very much at the 100,000 foot level.
You wrote in your story that is posted at the top of federalnewsradio.com right now, Johnson reiterated from her previous speeches three broad areas of change: openness and transparency, sustainability, and customer intimacy. You've talked a little bit already about the customer intimacy element, and we've talked, it seems like, to death the openness and transparency concepts government-wide, not necessarily specifically GSA. But talk about the sustainability piece a little bit and why that the agency is so excited or so heavily prioritizing sustainability.
I think there's a couple reasons. First of all, is kind of some people sometimes need a reminder that GSA is the government's landlord, so they control most of the federal buildings that, at least for the civilian agencies, work out of. So they feel like they have the perfect, if you will, testing ground for certain things. For instance, a green roof, like the Department of Energy has one of the largest green roofs in America. They are testing other things out in Denver. They have solar panels that's providing something like 35% or more of all their energy. So they feel like from a sustainability and energy efficiency perspective, they have the petri dish, if you will, of greening the government. The other piece of that as well is they've received $5.5 billion from the Recovery Act to improve the energy efficiency of government buildings. And they've already spent about $4 billion. They expect another billion to be spent by September 30th. So there's a lot of money that's flowing right now from them. The third piece I would tell you is about the contracting angle. And what they're trying to do is green the supply chain and give agencies tools and, if you will, software that can measure carbon footprint, energy usage. So I think that's the other piece of it. You know, can they make the supply chain? They didn't say cradle to grave. They said, Martha Johnson said, cradle to cradle. And I thought that was very interesting.
Interesting, yeah. It is an interesting story overall at federalnewsradio.com. The headline is GSA to rethink what success means. What's the rest of the lay of the land for IRMCO the rest of today and into tomorrow?
Well, we broadcast live this morning on the Federal Drive. Our own Tom Temin was live, and he did several interviews. A couple things coming up tomorrow is Vivek Kundra, the federal CIO, as well as Danny Werfel, the OMB controller. One of the big pieces of news that came from the plenary session that included both of them, as well as Shelley Metzenbaum from OMB and Dan Gordon, the head of OFPP, was that the there'll be a new policy coming from OMB around real property management, both the disposal of and the management of real property. So that's something, a little bit of news there that we'll be hearing from Danny Werfel tomorrow. The other piece that came out, I was in a session around human capital, and this is something we've talked about before on Federal News Radio, where the Homeland Security Department plans to hire 90 senior executive service members over the next 6 months, next year or so. Now, the one thing that came from this most recent panel today with Jeff Neal, the DHS Chico, is they're going to do a resume only hiring for these 90 SES. So they're going to make it much easier, much more simple, and make it much more attractive for non-federal people, non-federal managers, to bring in non-federal talent. And I think that's really a fascinating take. Now, there's been a pilot, if you will, that OPM had been running for quite a while, but I think the DHS taking down this path is a real support of the going to a resume only process.
Did he talk at all about what he had to do to get the authority to do that, or if it was something that he could just say, this is how I'm going to do it? Because if he's able to move in that direction and has any level of success at all, I could see other CHCOs just going crazy with joy about that idea.
It's pretty straightforward. I think you just have to request to OPM to do it this way. As I said, OPM had been running a pilot for some time, so other agencies have followed suit. But they are actually taking it one step further, and they want to, right now, the way it works is OPM reviews SES candidates, and then they go back to the agencies with recommendations or approvals. What Jeff has said he wants to do is bring that approval process, that the QBR, they call it, which is a quality board review, or qualification board review, they want to bring that in-house and let DHS do that. He said, we're not sure if we can do that, but we're going to make that request. So I think this is something that most agencies can request the ability to do resume-only hiring for SES positions. They just have to go through OPM.